Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Jesus Christ.
That time I just watched Scott scream since he was the first.
That was crazy.
Hi, welcome to Freedom.
Thank you.
For
Paul Tompkins.
Name
I was
Lauren,
welcoming Paul, of course.
And I was just saying my name is Lauren.
Hi, Lauren.
Hello.
So nice
Lauren,
to hear
hi,
your name
I'm
finally. I'm Scott Aukerman. So nice to meet you.
Oh, wow.
Scott, hi.
This is cool.
Hi.
Big fan.
Really? Of what?
The movie Big Fan.
Oh, okay, great. With Patton
I'm
Oswalt?
A big fan of yes. Both of you guys. I listen to you guys on Threedom every week.
While we're recording it with you.
You know what? That's really true. Sometimes I listen twice a week.
Once back after we do it?
No, because we record twice in one day. Jesus Christ.
What?
Nothing, huh? Scott. Enjoy your life.
Okay, bye.
He's gone.
Wow, he looks like he's having a great time.
I just did an SNL scoot the
SNL?
Chair off.
Yes.
SN and L. Saturday
Savings?
Night and live.
Saturday night
and
alone.
And live.
Welcome to the show for another week. This is, of course, the show where we...
I don't like you dragging this comedy bang bang lingo into
yeah,
our show.
Yeah, this is fucked up, dude. This is not that show. This show
dude,
is the show where we just freaking talk.
We just
and we could just launch in without explaining.
Yes, we shoot the S.
Speaking of S and L, I am listening
shit
to...
Shit and what?
Saturday and live.
Oh.
I'm listening to Lorraine Newman's audiobook and it's really good.
Oh, cool.
Oh, I didn't know she had a book.
Yeah, it's called May You Live in Interesting Times. And it's very
the Chinese
it's very
curse?
Good. Is that a
yeah.
curse?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know that.
Well, now you do.
It's not a curse word. It's a it's a curse like thinner.
I didn't think May You Live in Interesting Times was the equivalent of fuck in
yeah, May You Live in Interesting Times, all one word, forward slash.
Well, anyway, it's really good.
Okay.
Who reads it?
She does.
What?
Of course she does. And she does so many voices and it makes it really great. I think it's, I like when.
Does she do Belush?
Well, she does like, so she does talk about a lot of sketches and she, you know, sort of not doesn't do impressions of the people doing the sketches, but she kind of, you know, loosely will in some of those moments. But she in her stories, even just like where she's quoting herself as a kid, she does voices and it really enhances it. I like when people like I like audiobooks when
enhance.
Well, because I listen to audiobooks every once in a while and it's always better when the person doing it is like a performer and not just
a reader.
You know,
let me ask you this, Lauren Lapkus. When you listen to these audiobooks, because I'm not an audiobook guy, because I listen to a lot of podcasts and I listen to those when I'm doing other things or driving or whatever. My fear is if I'm listening to an audiobook, I will lose the thread of
and
what's
you wind
being
up
said
in Sacramento.
Because it's not I don't want to go there, even though it's our state capital and I respect
You'll
it.
Just keep driving and driving.
I might go
Vancouver.
Off the map where the dragons are. So is it if you like you're driving and listening to an audiobook, are you able to follow along? Do you ever find yourself like spacing out?
I've had moments where I miss something with audiobooks and I'll just rewind it, but like for the most part, I like it because I listen to a lot of podcasts, too, and I will always reach a
it's not
day.
A contest.
Well, no, I do, though. Okay.
Okay.
And there always is a point where I've listened to all of my new podcasts and I'm like, oh, I don't have anything to listen to. And I really want something. And then I'll remember my audiobook section and then I'll put that on. And then I can spend a whole day with someone. Like with Lorraine, I was like listening to her for like 4 hours one day. And it was like, it also feels like productive in a way.
Mm-hmm. Well, because technically it's a book.
It's a book.
So you could say you read the book. Do you ever do that?
But I don't say that. I say I got the audiobook. Because I also got Casey Wilson's audiobook, and I really liked hearing her read it. And I also think when you tell the author, I got the audiobook, it like makes that worth their time because, you know, it's like a whole thing they had to do.
Exactly. So you feel sorry for these people. I wonder.
No, but rather than say I liked your book, I would say I liked your audiobook because they performed it.
I wonder what takes longer, writing the book or performing the audiobook.
I assume most books are written in the amount of time it takes to read it.
Oh no, Lauren's dying.
There she goes. Oh no, 24 grams.
My water went down the wrong pipe.
What is the wrong pipe? What's the right pipe and the wrong pipe?
The right pipe is tummy pipe. The wrong pipe is air type.
Why do they put them next to each other?
I know.
My air pipe is in my tummy pipe.
Do you think that when you swallow water and it goes into your lungs by accident, it just stays there and it gets all stagnant and there's flies?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you for answering my question.
So you guys had a romantic getaway. Do you want to talk about it?
Well, first, Lauren, are you ever going to write? You ever going to write a book about babysitting or whatever?
Yeah, I want to, and I
about babysitting.
This has been
and maybe a club you joined or formed.
Yeah, it's been coming up.
Mysteries you solved?
I just need to really think about what I would want to do.
Wait, sorry.
Did they join a club and not solve mysteries?
Yeah, Babysitter's Club is not a mystery book. It's
what
a
do they do?
What do they hang
it's
out?
It's just babysitting? Like stories about babysitting?
There's trials and tribulations of being a babysitter.
Sure. I don't mean the profession.
But Paul, it's also friendships, it's family, it's everything because, okay, have you watched the Babysitter's Club TV show? And you should say no.
No, of course. I've watched every single episode.
I think if we had watched it, we would know what it was about.
But the show is so cute and it's so well made. And
I've heard that.
I've heard it's great. I came through while Kulop was watching.
What are you,
it's
a ghost?
It's so good.
Oh, Babysitters.
It's truly the cutest show. And by the way, I'll take this opportunity to say that on my Patreon, I covered every episode of the Babysitter's Club.
Oh, who cares?
That's right.
Well, someone out there might, and that might be cool.
What if we demeaned your other dumb podcast that you do?
You did earlier in the show.
Oh, no shit.
So, romantic weekend, thoughts, concerns?
Well, we kissed.
And yay! I thought about it and I'm concerned. We went to Santa Barbara and we had a lovely time. It was Scott and Kulop and myself and Janie, and we were in a house together. The idea was that we were going to work on our various projects and things like that at a leisurely pace as we were out of town and in a nice serene spot, and it was really very enjoyable. There was a pool. And there were two dogs
really
that
nice.
Were there.
Yeah, we brought those. They didn't
those
come
were
with,
your dogs?
Yeah, they didn't come with the house.
I was wondering why they were very attached to you guys. Like,
yeah, and we ordered them around and fed
them
and everything.
Wow, yeah. They have a real affinity for animals, I guess, because these dogs love them.
We went to restaurants, if you can believe it.
Every night.
So this is
every night, yes. Too many nights.
Cool, Lauren, darling, what was your question?
What Kulop, is this restaurant roundup?
Oh,
does this count?
Going to them?
It's restaurant recap.
Restaurant recap. Oh, okay. The mashup we've all been waiting for.
Speaking of reality recap, Chris Harrison is out.
He's gone.
Officially out. That's right.
Anyway, back to restaurant
Do you want to
recap.
Take his place? Would you take his place if they offered it to you?
That would be such a weird turn. I mean, I am seeing that all these comedians are going to be stepping in during the Bachelor in Paradise.
Yeah, but they're just doing it for like a week at a time because they're like movie stars who don't want to downgrade to TV hosts.
I know. And I
but
think
you're
that
a former babysitter turned current movie star.
And so it wouldn't be a downgrade, you're saying? For me to suddenly be on Love Island with these people and like flirting with Wells, the bartender. I think I'm okay. Okay, wait.
Wait,
that said, if you see
me
on there, it's because it was a really fun opportunity. Okay.
Bachelor in Paradise is what happens there.
That's where the sex can happen because anybody can hook up. Yeah, it's all it's people who've been on the show
person
before.
Person of one gender and then 30 of another. It's
okay.
It's party so it's, time.
It's a bunch of former contestants.
Yeah, and then sometimes the idea, not former contestants. They just throw randos in.
Horny singles what? Meet on a beach. Yeah.
And then they become like favorites because they're on TV and people want to see them the next season and stuff.
Yeah, why don't they just do that then? Yeah. Why are they bothering... I don't know. Anyway, so
they're
not bothering anyone.
They're not bothering.
Leave them alone. So the point of that show is just, who did you have sex with last night?
So basically, you have to like be in a couple to stay on the island. It's like a whole
thing.
They
take it really seriously at the end where they're like, if you're not going to stay in a couple, just leave now. And I'm always like, who would leave now? Like, you get one more episode out of this.
And then you also get to stay in this pretty hotel on the beach and whatever it is, so why not?
I think they have bunk beds, though. This is the worst bunk part of beds. All reality TV is they all have to sleep in bunk beds.
That's just so gross.
Wait, yeah. Are people having sex in bunk beds?
Yeah, if you can believe it.
Not top bunk.
Sure. I don't know.
Would you climb up there to have sex in a tiny bed?
But Paul, if you're both tops... One of you has to do it in the top bunk. You know what I mean?
That's
like,
true.
If you want to be at the bottom
this,
right, bunk.
Yeah, of course I do. Well, I mean, I'm a power bottom, but.
Oh, sure.
Power bottom bunk.
Power bottom bunk. That's what
it was
I announced first day of camp.
Show, wasn't it?
I forgot about bunk.
Don't forget about bunk ever. I still have a bunk whiskey glass.
Weird.
Yeah, I took a picture of it and sent it to Kurt the other day. He's like, mine broke years ago.
So you guys went to restaurants every night and
yes.
had you been going
to
restaurants?
Think about you ever.
That's fine. Don't worry, sweetie.
Lauren, I thought about you every day.
Okay, that's also weird.
Every minute that's of every day.
You both should have thought of me just a little. That no, would have been normal.
I thought of you constantly.
Had you been going out at all before you went to Santa Barbara?
I went to one in Palm Springs, but I haven't been to an LA restaurant since. Yeah,
I'd been to one LA restaurant and it was a great experience. I think I talked about it on this program.
Yeah, you did. Mm-hmm.
And but to go out every night, it was weird how normal it seemed. Like that's not something I do at home. Go out to a restaurant every single even traveling. I don't necessarily go out to a restaurant every single night, but it was fun. It was a lot of fun. We had a lot of good food and we had fun conversation and lots of pictures. I mean, we were going crazy like shutterbugs.
Oh, God. And we got blankets at one restaurant. I didn't get one. It was freezing.
So cold. You see, we were sitting on the patio and it was so cold that the waiter offered us blankets.
Wow.
And I was too bold. I was too full of myself to accept one. But my wife did and I was jealous and I hated her and resented her for it.
Yeah. Yeah, this is what I want.
And I thought of you.
And we did go to one without Paul.
Wow.
That's true.
What were you doing?
That was a breakfast place. I'm not good at going out to breakfast.
You were asleep.
And also, I woke up late.
That's right. You're like a possum. You want to hoard it and scavenge it.
I want to hoard it. I want to scavenge it.
Paul, from touring, I feel like...
down.
From going on tour, I feel like I would say that you sleep in / don't want to go out in the morning.
I don't want to go out in the morning. I like to have breakfast in my room if there's
room
service available.
You get it delivered with the little tab on your door that says,
"That's right.
Give me this at 7.
The night before, I love it.
Yeah.
I was not getting, and this might have happened on tour as well. I was not getting great sleep. For some reason, I think it was a temperature thing Yeah, it was getting
it was too hot.
It was a little too hot. We were also sleeping in a smaller bed than we usually do. And I think
because you guys were all in bunk beds.
We were all in bunk beds, and the heat rises, and Janie puts out a lot of heat, and so the heat was coming up in waves to my top bunk.
Okay, so you were in one, you were in the bottom, she was in the top, and then across the way, Kulop and Scott were also in a top and bottom.
Yes, with the house was one room. It was an Airbnb, but we were only allowed to be in one room. And the hosts were there the whole time. They were very loud. They were playing their music at all hours.
They put down masking tape across the center of the room, and we weren't allowed to cross it.
It was like we were in a fight. Yeah. Anyway,
and
so I kept waking up and falling asleep and it was miserable. And then I finally woke up at 10 and I was like, I can't keep these guys from going to breakfast. I said, go on without me.
So we went. And it was the reason I wanted to go was to go to that place. Because anytime I go to Santa Barbara, we go to the Shop Kitchen and get the YOLO, the biscuits and gravy with chicken and sausage gravy.
And oh, I saw pictures. It looked delicious. I can't blame you.
Sounds good.
It was good, and I'm trying to think of anything else we did. That was it. There's a pool.
There was a pool. We went to the beach to visit our friends, Tall John and Nora.
The beach!
Oh, yeah. You guys sent a picture, and I was like, who's everyone in the picture except Tall John and Nora?
That was Nora's family, her parents and her brother and sister-in-law. And of course, Gloria, little Gloria, happy at last.
She's so cute.
And Nora's mom was wearing a great T-shirt.
Her T-shirt said, we didn't notice it until we were leaving. Her T-shirt said, I simply love Tony Shalhoub.
Oh, my God. I need that for Mike's mom. She loves Tony Shalhoub.
Does he? Wow.
Mike's mom.
Who doesn't love Tony Shalhoub?
That's what I mean.
And I also noticed that her dad had an Adult Swim sweatshirt on.
He worked for Adult Swim for a long
time. That's
right. On Space Ghost. He did their promos.
Cool.
Lauren, you may have met them briefly backstage in Atlanta when we were on tour there.
Yes. Oh, okay. My family was all there too, so I don't. I think I was distracted.
Why were they there again?
I have a lot of family in Atlanta.
Oh,
but, strange. I have zero.
But that's so cool that he wrote on Space Ghost.
I think it's on HBO Max now or something. I just threw on a random episode and he's in it.
That's awesome.
Like, it's Pete.
I used to like that show.
In the Between Two Ferns movie, got cut out.
Oh, well, then I didn't see him.
I win.
You win again in your movie.
He and Janie commiserated on the beach.
Janie was cut out?
On the beach. Yeah.
What was Janie's role?
She was Zach's roommate.
Oh, in the family scene?
She and Rory Scovel were his roommates. They were married.
He's on the floor from this film.
I know. There's probably 2.5 hours that we.
Oh my God! We should have a full release of just the family and home life of
the Andy Daly accountant.
Yeah, full release. Sorry.
The Andy Daly accountant scene, 45-minute take.
Oh my God!
One take, and it was just like one take, and really funny, and it was in for a while, but it was confusing. Mm.
As 45 minutes long.
Yeah.
I just didn't want to say cut.
Janie also very upset that she could not get a hold of the footage, that Netflix will not let anyone have that footage.
Yeah. It's all locked away. Yeah.
Can't go on the reel.
What are you going to do?
Not get that footage?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I feel like that happens with anything where it doesn't end up airing, that you can't get it.
No one will let it out.
Sometimes I've had that happen sometimes where it's like a thing that didn't go, but that they.
Oh, like a pilot, you know, or something. Yeah. I would love to see /not at all. Some of the pilots I was in that didn't get picked out.
I never got to watch them. Yeah. What were you? I'm trying to think. I feel like there was one that you were in that I know.
You saw it?
No. I never saw anything. I haven't watched the stuff you are in.
Yeah, I know. It's really hurtful. Just kidding. I don't care.
I saw a pilot of mine recently when I was, you know, digitizing all that stuff. It was a pilot that was like a pre-Modern Family type show where it was a reality show about a family, just one family, not like the extended family. And two of the writers went on to write for Modern Family. The two guys that created it went on to write for Modern Family. But I was essentially the Ty Burrell role. And I, looking back at it, this guy is a fucking creep.
You are?
The guy you played?
Yes. He's like,
and you didn't,
like,
realize it at the time?
At the time, it was very much like the sort of office anti-hero, you know, kind of cringe comedy. Yeah. And so he says things that are inappropriate or whatever, but you're still supposed to care about the guy. It was very weird. Like, he says vaguely racist things sometimes and like very misogynist, and like he's a real creep with the there's this birthday party for, there's like a barbecue, and he's like ogling these women. It's fucking, oh, it was so weird. It was so weird and gross.
That is weird.
But at the time, you were like, this guy's cool.
I didn't think he was cool necessarily, but I embraced
I
the role.
I want to be like this guy.
But Scott, you're, please, this gets out there. I'm finished.
Oh, no. I'm sorry. Oh, well, that's great. I have no pilots that I ever did.
None?
No.
What about that next pilot? Were you in that at all?
Oh, I made pilots. Was
but
I
you weren't
next?
A little cameo Hitchcock?
God, I don't remember. I don't think so, but I can't remember. I directed a video for it, but I don't.
Do you think that made the difference? Like, maybe if you had been in it, it would have got picked up.
Maybe, yeah. I don't know. Everyone was saying,
because who watched it was like, who made this? I can't see him.
Yeah, why is he behind the camera?
Is he invisible?
Yeah. No. No.
Yeah. No.
Yeah. No. Yeah. Yeah. No. Yeah. No. All right. No. 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 Yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
if
yeah.
you, I choose to believe you.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Back
yeah,
to
yeah,
your
yeah, yeah. 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 Yeah.
Do, 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 do.
Do you back know to your song, romantic, Lauren? Yes, I do. Back to your okay. romantic getaway. Yeah. Did you?
Your
feel
jealousy is palpable, by
yeah,
the
I know
way.
It, I know. I'm pissed. Did you feel rejuvenated afterwards? Like it was like a vacation.
I did.
I did, yeah. And then I got back here, and it all fucking came crashing down.
Oh no, honey.
Dude!
All the work I've been ignoring, suddenly I'm back to it.
Oh no!
I know.
No, it was good though. At the time, it was. Productive in a way.
Productive.
Yeah, it was.
It was productive.
Done.
I got stuff done, and I did feel rejuvenated when I came back. I was also very happy to be back in my own bed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And yeah, so like yesterday was, we got back Sunday night, and then yesterday was an extremely long day for me. And I think that
about 24
the trip,
hours?
I think, yeah, like all 24. and I think that trip really helped because I was going from thing to thing to thing all day. I got up early to go to the gym, and then my day began, and then it ended at like, it was after our show, Lauren. So 6:30.
Yeah, that's long.
I was like going all day from 10:30 to 6:30. And then I was done.
By the way, did you call me during the show? Was that during the show?
Yeah.
Okay, so I see Lauren calling me, and my immediate thought is, oh no, something's wrong.
Oh my God.
And I'm like,
sorry.
I picked up. I would never have picked up if I had realized it was showtime. and I was concerned. I was like, hello? Like worried.
Yeah. Oh, that's nice.
And then, of course, you're just playing pranks on me.
And then I said, I'd like to make a collect call. And then I couldn't stop laughing. And then you hung up.
Yeah, and I didn't realize she was calling you, Scott. She never said,
I'm
gonna call
Scott. He didn't even understand that until after. I was kind of pranking Paul at the same time.
Oh. Yeah. So
it
then
was
I
kind
heard,
of a...
I heard you laugh, Scott, and I thought, this guy's great, whoever this person is.
This guy gets it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you were like, that was so nice that he laughed. And then I was like, that was Scott. And then you were like, oh my God, you called Scott?
I was really shocked.
We were talking about 1-800-COLLECT and if it was still a thing.
Yeah, we were
and
reminiscing.
So I tried to call 1-800-COLLECT to call Paul.
Just ask David.
Then,
I'm Paul, by the way.
Oh,
I
yeah,
forgot
David
he
was
did
in those.
Ads. I forgot.
Oh my
about
God.
That.
Well, so then I got through and then I thought, oh, I should be calling Scott. It's way funnier for that reveal instead of hearing this collect person. So then I called you.
This collect
but then,
person.
But then I called collect again to see if it actually worked. And it was so weird because when I called Paul collect, it showed my name on his phone, which I thought was like weird.
Huh.
And then we found out that it was $16 for a collect call.
What? Yes.
Here's what's also very strange is my phone instinctively sent that call to voicemail. Like I held up the phone to show Lauren and then it was like two rings and then it went to voicemail. Like somehow my phone knew this is bullshit.
Yeah. It was really weird.
Don't pick up for $16. Wait, so someone got charged $16?
No, it was if he had answered, it would have been like $16 for 30 minutes or something.
Yeah.
Oh, for 30 minutes. Wow.
But I still think that's a lot.
Yeah, well, I mean, no one's calling anyone for 30 minutes. It's like it's a 2-minute call.
You don't
think? Here, I'm at the corner of this and this. Come pick me up.
Yeah, but it's still going to be like then a couple bucks.
It's going to be a couple bucks.
We should.
You ain't going to get out there for free if that's what you're thinking.
You sound like you invent a competitor. In the movie Cars.
How dare you? I know you mean the Larry the Cable Car guy.
Larry the Cable Car guy. Hi, I'm Larry the Cable Car guy.
I live in San Francisco and I love Rachel Roney.
They should have made him a cable car. Why didn't they make him a cable car?
It doesn't count as a car.
Oversight, I think. That's really funny.
Funny. Anyway, back to what I wanted to talk about.
No, I was going to say, you wanted to make a new collect call number, Scott?
No, who cares? Talk about what you want to talk about.
Good point.
That is what I was going to talk about, but I will talk about something else if you want.
Okay, Lauren's Topics. Here we go. We had a very successful Lauren's Topics a few episodes ago.
Yeah. Really successful.
It was one so successful. Mm-hmm. I have, I guess, two topics. One is that on the... Well, speaking of little getaways, Mike and I took a little two-night baby
it's me,
moon
little
of
getaways.
Sorts.
What'd you do?
We just got an Airbnb in La Quinta randomly. It was just near Palm Springs, but I just found a cute house with a pool.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't go anywhere, so it didn't matter that it was, you know, COVID and whatnot. But it was really great.
Didn't you try to go to a Lord of the Rings Airbnb?
I did try to do that on our anniversary, and it was a huge mistake.
I remember.
Oh, no, my computer's doing that thing.
What thing?
Where it's making the fan. Oh, no, it's a lawnmower. Never mind. Oh. I thought it was my...
There's a lawnmower outside my house, too. Is there one outside your house?
No, that's what it was. I thought it was my computer.
Is the lawnmower computing things? Why did you get it confused?
You know how my computer was making that fan noise?
I know.
I think the way it was coming through...
I was going the other way.
Hi, God. I was trying to really explain it. We didn't do anything. We just like hung out and swam in the pool. And I just kept going, this is so fun.
Were you worried?
Mike kept going, I know, stop saying that.
Were you worried being in the pool that you would suddenly have a water birth?
The baby would just be like, finally,
I'm out of here.
No, but it was really weird getting out of the pool because suddenly I was like really heavy. Like when I would climb up the stairs, I'd be like, doo-dunk. Like it was like crazy.
Like
my stomach, it was like when I was in the water, I was like, felt fine. And then when I got out of it, it was like I could feel the weight of it again.
Because you wear a sponge bathing suit, right?
SpongeBob.
Yeah, and I get squeezed out after. But anyway, yeah, we tried to go to this one last October, and it was
maybe October 31st or so.
No, it was our anniversary, and Nicole Byer had sent me this Airbnb listing that was like a hobbit hole. And because we were doing the Lord of the Rings on our podcast at the time.
Right.
And so I kind of blindly was like, let's go there. Mm-hmm. And it was such a disaster. Have I not talked about this?
I feel like we talked about it in life, but I don't know.
Well, it was truly terrifying. Like we pulled up and it was like so creepy.
Terrifying.
So what it was it was a. What do you call it? Shipping container made into an Airbnb that was
like a hole.
It looked like it was built into a hill on the pictures.
Right.
And so it looked cool. And then in person, it was honestly the creepiest and grossest thing I've ever seen. Like we left like instantly.
Instantly.
But we got there.
You walked inside though.
We went inside. Well, we hemmed and hawed about it. We tried out every chair.
Did it have like a big round door and everything?
Yeah, it had this big round glass door, and it looked really cool. And it looked really, it looked really private the way it was photographed.
Did they have glass doors in the?
They sure didn't.
But you needed it to be a glass door because it was so fucking dark in this weird little thing. So,
well, why weren't they in the Hobbit movies then if you need a glass door for it to be light?
Well, I mean, in the way it is in the Hobbit, they're okay with it being dark. And the way it is in my life, I would like to have sunlight
Hobbits
come in.
Hobbits like dark?
I don't know.
Hobbits like dark.
But We got there and it was like, we pulled in and we were like, this can't be it. Like we first of all, like, drove past like a few times because it was behind a house. And then we finally go, okay, I think this is it. And we pull in and there's
this
like,
is it.
There's like a guy like with his truck, like doing something at the front house. And it seemed
what?
Really creepy.
A guy with his truck doing something at the front house.
Yeah. It just seemed really weird. And then we go, okay, I think
it
we have to walk.
It is weird.
I think
a
we have to go
walk.
A guy
with his truck doing something at the front house.
Wait, what do you mean with his truck doing something?
Okay. So there was like a creepy truck parked in front of the main house.
Creepy right. truck. You didn't mention that part.
And the house itself looked like gross. Like it looked like it wasn't taken care of very
what
well.
What was creepy right. about the truck? Was it like the Dragmobile
just
from the Monsters?
It was a bit junky, and then this guy came out, and he looked like someone I wouldn't want to talk to, okay?
Like a caretaker sort who's like, you know, oh, go down
he was
the
like
road
a young
bit.
Guy who looked like, oh. He was like a young white guy who had like a couple important
why do you mention
teeth
that he's
missing.
White?
to give you an image. And so...
We talking two front?
Yeah, some key essential front teeth were gone. So, and he
the
was
ones you want.
You're going to want him to open your cans.
Right.
So he was weird. And then we go down, we realize where
weird.
We are. And
you're weird.
We have to walk down the side of the house.
Hey, you're weird.
To get to the Hobbit house. And there was this chicken coop. That was completely huh? falling down.
Chicken in a coop?
And it looked so gross. It was like, and there were some chickens around it. And it said mom, like scrawled into it. It looked scary.
What the fuck?
And we were like, do we turn back now? Like, it was like, we left our bags in the car. We're like, let's just go check this out.
Surely this will be fine.
Yeah.
Everything surrounding it, terrifying. But this will be A-okay.
And it also was like, short walk to the beach. Not true at all. It was like a full drive. And then once you got there, there was like a million cars and you couldn't get... So it was like the whole idea of the relaxing trip was like none of it was going to happen.
Yeah.
And at this point, we'd already not been anywhere for, you know, a year. So it was like this was supposed to be like a nice thing. But
yeah,
we get there and then we find the place and we're like, oh, this feels kind of like sketchy and weird. And it was like it was just like dirty feeling inside. Mm-hmm. And like the idea of Airbnb like beds is like such a risk anyway, because
yes.
You need to know that it's been like really cleaned. It's not like a hotel where it feels like there's some more accountability slash they could always replace it very quickly for you.
Yeah, there's a mechanism in place there.
Like with this, I was like, I don't want to get on this bed. Like I feel like really like, ugh, about the bed and the duvet cover. And it was like, ah. And then the bathroom was weird. And then I was thinking about how I had just learned about how some people have been filmed at their Airbnbs. And I was like, there's definitely a camera in here. It was just like, it was just like gross. And then we're like, all right, let's try to sit outside and see if it's nice. Like if we sit outside, cause they were like some lawn chairs and stuff. And we
really went to every room, tried every.
Well, there's one room. It was a shipping container. And then outside of that was like a little patio area with some like, you know, furniture. And they were like metal wire furniture that you sat on, it hurt. We were like, I can't even relax on this. And when I sit on this, I'm looking at the main house and I'm wondering what the fuck's going on in there with those creeps.
With the guy in his pickup.
And they're looking at me, presumably. So we then decided we have to get the fuck out of there. We had brought our bags in, but then because we were like, let's just do it. And then we're like, no, let's get out of here. What are we doing? We don't have to do this. And so I like, you know, messaged the guy and I was like, it felt really dirty. It's not private. And, you know, the pictures are misleading and kind of get my money back. And I still had to pay for the cleaning, which I was like,
On. That's ridiculous.
I was in and out. It was so rude. But I was just like, whatever, get me out of here. And we drove home and
I'm
we were like,
celebrity, get me out of here.
Exactly. And we got home and we were like, I love being home.
I love my house.
We hadn't gone anywhere for months and months and months. And then we were
That's
like, so
thing.
Glad
like,
just to be back.
Everyone, it is, as Frank Sinatra said, so nice to go traveling, but it's so much nicer to be home. But you
make
you could,
a pizza.
You could just like, I don't like you bringing that Comedy Bang Bang stuff.
Yeah.
but you could just go to a place, not pay for it. Say it's dirty and then come back home, you get the same feeling. It's just like you traveled somewhere.
Yeah,
it was like traveling. It was like so much stress. Like it was pointless. Yeah, it sucked.
Now, you know, I think I've told you I went to New Zealand and I visited Hobbiton.
Oh, you did? I don't know if I know this. Maybe you said it on the show.
I went down to Australia, New Zealand with the Thrilling Adventure Hour. This was 2015.
2015, 2016, something like that.
And whoa, wait, no, it couldn't have been 2016 because in 2016 we went to Australia.
We did.
Well, then it wasn't,
in September.
Okay?
Well, I'm just saying there would have been a lot of going there for you.
All right, Lauren, you've proved your point.
You're right.
So
again.
I never been to New Zealand before. It was so we went to the whole group of us went to Hobbiton, which is set up so nicely. Like it's they kept the sets from the movie, the exterior sets when they shot there. And so you can't like go in the Hobbit houses, but you walk around like the Hobbit neighborhood and it's really cool.
That's cool.
And then at the end of the trip, there's an inn where you can have lunch, you can have drinks, you know, and it's done perfectly, I have to say.
That's
so
cute.
Really, yeah, it really is. You do really feel like you're in that place and it's really charming,
like,
and nice.
Drinks and stuff that feels like you would be in the movie, or is it just
exactly.
Like you can get anything?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's
no,
like
they just have like pizza.
It's like shepherd's pie and things like that, and you know, ale and shit. Yeah. And yeah. It's really
wow.
great. Yeah.
Cool.
It's really nice. I recommend it if you're ever going there.
That's cool. I'd like to go to New Zealand someday.
It's beautiful. I would like to go back for sure.
Scott, you haven't been there?
No, I was invited No, I was invited to go do a podcast with one of my favorite musicians who's from there, and we were all setting it up, and then it turned out it was like the day that I was supposed to do everything was Thanksgiving. And I was like, could we do this another day? But it's not a holiday there. So they were just like, it's just another Thursday over there.
So you didn't go because you didn't want to miss Thanksgiving? In terms of our holiday roundup.
Yeah.
I find this surprising because I feel like you were all about canceling every holiday.
I want to cancel every holiday, yeah. but my
family
doesn't.
Exactly. Yeah. There's family. The pull of the family is so strong.
Yes. Yeah.
Can I guess who the musician was? Is it okay to say? Was it Neil Finn?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
We were going to do like some sort of audio, like fake biography of him. With like people like Jermaine playing characters and stuff.
Jermaine Clement from Flight.
And
of
you were
going
to fly to New Zealand?
Yeah, they were going to fly me to New Zealand, and I was going to watch like the big I think it was a Crowded House reunion show that they were
wow.
doing or something like that, and and it just the timing just couldn't work out. But they have a new record out. Everyone should check it out. It's very good.
Wow.
It's called We Hate Thanksgiving.
Crowded House is a new record?
Yes, they do. Just came out.
I really only know one song.
Doo-dah, doo-dah.
Yeah, that's the only song
in general
song I
or
know.
By Crowded House?
Don't
both.
Dream it's over.
Hey now.
When the world falls in under.
All right, let's take a break.
Okay, bye.
Fine.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries plus napkins plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
And we're back. We're back.
I mean, do you remember the Looney Tunes commercial?
What?
No.
Okay, well, it went a little something like this. Psycho, like when your mind goes, like when you're having fun from doing grown-up stuff, and when you're moving, that's the movie, that's the Looney Tunes, the Toonies, that's the blah, 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 is a whole thing.
It was a commercial for Looney Tunes? Tiny Toons.
You'll find them all on lots of stuff, enough to make you sick. Psycho, like when your mind goes, like when you've had enough of doing grown-up stuff. So when you're Looney and you're Toonie and you're booty, blah, 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 blah.
Wait, it was for adults? Like,
no,
like
it was
to say,
for
hey, adults,
kids.
Watch, but what kids are doing adults grown-up stuff?
You know, your chores.
I think the Looney Tunes should change their name because it's not cool to say someone's insane anymore. So, you know, to call them
Can you
loony.
Say they're loony?
No. That's even
You're
worse
not
than calling someone insane.
Yeah.
All right. So what should they called?
They should just be the fun guys.
The animal show.
Sure.
The animal and a two human show.
Who are the two humans? Elmer and
Yosemite
the old
Sam
lady
and Elmer Fudd. Oh, the old lady from Sylvester.
Not
sure.
To mention some people who are just feet. Like they're people who are just
true.
Feet.
True. That's true.
The three humans and mostly animals show.
There are people who are just feet.
What do you think was going on?
And we don't talk about them enough.
Huh?
Huh? You thinking of the Muppet Babies?
Well, I was thinking of Tom and Jerry, but that's not Looney Tunes.
Yeah, true. It's not.
I think there were a couple. You know what? One of my favorite Looney Tunes of all time features a lady that's just some legs, is the bulldog who reluctantly makes friends with the kitten.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The kitten climbs on his back and he needs his back and everything.
Yeah.
And then she bakes cat-shaped cookies and he thinks the kitten got baked in the oven. And he cries. It's adorable.
Oh, that's cute.
It's one of the cutest cartoons ever. And
that's
the bulldog's name is Mark Anthony.
After the
Mark
singer?
Anthony. Yeah.
But speaking of weird things happening to pets, like when we were away the other week, Molly suddenly was out in the front yard and no one knew how she got out there.
Oh,
and
it was so,
she's just barking
it was so
out
funny.
By the front door like, let me in.
She was
oh, she wanted
barking.
To come
no
back
one,
in.
Yeah,
oh,
no one really
lucky.
Heard it. And then Georgia went over to the door and was like looking at the door and looking back at all of us.
Like hey, aren't you going
to
get
let her in? It was so
oh,
weird.
My God. That's really funny.
No
so
one, and,
there,
and I went all around the front yard looking for any kind of entrance, and the only one was the front door.
Yeah.
So someone had
That's
let her
so
out of
weird.
The front door, or she got out of the front door herself. Maybe she learned how to open a door. I don't know.
Like the raptors.
Well, I don't think someone let her out of the front door. That's because at that point, you're just saying it's Paul or Janie.
It was me.
No, Cool Hop, I'm saying.
But she wouldn't let her out.
No, it was me. I did it on purpose.
I feel like
I knew it would be a fun story.
I feel like this is what happened. I feel like at some point, Cool Hop or I, but I don't remember doing it, but I guess she doesn't either, let them out to go potty and then left one of them out there, which has happened a few times.
So do you Ooh. Say like potty
do
to be polite
say...
to the animals?
Yeah, I don't want them to think I'm crass.
Or for them to pick up foul language.
Yeah, true.
You don't want your dogs going around knowing the word shit.
When you're walking the dog. Okay, take a shit. Take a shit.
Take a Here shit, you go. Little guy. Take there a you shit. Go. Good shit.
Good shit.
I just say
take
go.
A shit.
Go.
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 No, but if like I say go, she goes.
Like yeah, a short live HBO series.
They're all code words.
Go tinkle
learn.
Potty, my little sweetie chums.
You're the type who would say that. Why are you making fun of it?
No,
go
I'm not.
Go sprinkle and tinkle.
I'm not that type. Take it back.
Lauren, you are. And
I
you
would
know
never
it.
Say that.
You just did say it.
But I said it as a joke.
I'm going to ask Mike.
When you want Mike
I'm
to
ask him right now.
When you want
him.
Mike
no.
to go potty,
say, does Lauren
what do
ever
say
tinkle?
I go, Mikey, take a little dookie in the toy.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm doing it.
I'm doing it, lady.
Yes, my queen.
Sick.
Oh, sick. Are you texting Mike? Is that what you're doing, Paul?
Yes.
We expect you to take up any lapses in conversation. You can't text in the middle of a show.
No, I just texted him.
Does Lauren ever use tinkle for piss?
Yeah, here we go.
The word tingle for piss. Sorry. Not tingling sometimes instead of piss.
Like water for chocolate.
Like tinkle for piss.
I once went to Like Water for Chocolate at the Santa Maria.
Oh, I've been 1,000 times.
And
I once went to this movie.
I only went once. But there was someone I went to school with who happened to be there at the same showing, and she was really mad because I thought the movie was so bad, and I was laughing at it.
For Like Water for Chocolate?
Yeah. I don't know.
What is that movie? I don't really know what that is.
I don't either. You know what? That book was extremely popular at a time I was working at a bookstore. I was at a bookstore for Bridges of Madison County, which people fucking loved. And like
people would
walk
in, would they be like, "Hey, do you have?" And you'd go, "Bridges, yeah, it's over."
That's so 90s.
Yeah, have I told you this?
In like a cool way, to like be working at a bookstore in the 90s when that movie comes out and everyone wants that book. That's like so great.
I'm the one who has it.
What? Can I ask you why you think that?
I don't know. It feels like you're in an indie.
It's like you're a pusher. It's like Eat, Pray, Love. When that came out.
Like, I watched, I mentioned this, like, months ago, but I really liked this movie, Walking and Talking.
Oh, yeah.
But it's like the 90s-est movie on Earth, possibly. But, like, it feels like you're in that. And you're like, everyone keeps coming in wanting Bridges of Madison County.
Are you sure you weren't in that?
Being that, I know exactly what you mean, and what's funny is, it doesn't feel good. Like,
so it feels good from my perspective because I'm like, because when I was at that point in time, I wanted to be an adult who worked in a bookstore doing, right. You know what I mean? It's sure. Like that. So, but you were like, I hate this.
Yeah. This is it's a trope of the funny supporting character who's like works in a bookstore and you're always like, what a cool life. And they're always like bored and disaffected.
Yes.
And you go, wow, how cool would that be? But no, it sucks is what Paul said.
When Bridges of Madison County came out and I was working at that bookstore, that was a true low point in my life.
Where I'm like really glorifying it. And you're like, this is actually the saddest time in my entire life.
I had had to move
back
in. You'd
hit rock bottom.
just about. I mean, I had to move back in with my parents. Mm. I was broke. This was the best job that I could find.
Dear God.
It was in my old neighborhood, or a neighborhood away from my old neighborhood.
This is like me at the Olive Garden.
My sister had just gotten divorced and she had to move back in home from Massachusetts with her two daughters.
But see, this is a movie.
We were all miserable. So I had to get up like at the crack of dawn to open this store every day, Monday through Friday.
Are people buying books that early?
We had to get there at like, I had to get up early so I could get ready to go to work. And then the store opened at like 8 a.m.
Was there
something
a coffee,
like that.
Coffee shop part of it? Or
no, there wasn't. There wasn't.
No,
it was just a bookstore.
But nobody had anything to do in the 90s.
Open at 4 p.m.
Yeah, I had to wear an apron.
What?
It was a Walden book, so I had to wear an apron and a name tag.
Oh, it was a chain.
I don't
chain.
Know why I had to wear an apron. Yeah, it was a chain. And
or are books so dirty that they'll get your clothes dirty?
Your books are filthy. People don't realize new books because the ink isn't dry, and so it'll get all over it, or you'll smear the book.
Yeah.
But I did not. There was no one on the staff that I could really make friends with. You know what I mean?
Were they all older or something? Or?
No, they weren't. Like they were pretty much my age. But there was one. Oh my God, there was this one guy that I sort of felt. He was like a real Frank Burns type, where I despised him, but
MASH,
also felt
Lauren.
Sorry for him.
Huh?
This is from MASH,
the Brown show.
Yeah, I don't watch that. It's a dusty show.
Yeah, it's very dusty, very brown. And I hated him, but also felt sorry for him at the same time. And one time it was wintertime. Oh God, this was so bleak. I got there. The sidewalks are covered with ice. I get there before him, like right before him, waiting for the store to be opened. And I watch him walk up the street and he slips on the ice and takes such a hard fall. It was like that Philip Seymour Hoffman pratfall in Along Came Polly. It was hard. And I had to turn away because I was laughing. Because this guy was such a dick to me, but he was also like, he was such a dork that I felt bad for him.
Why was he a dick to you, though? Was it because he didn't think you were as smart as him, or just...
I'm sure that's true, but he also felt like I wasn't as gung-ho an employee, and I think he could tell that I did not take it as seriously as he did, and he always liked to tell me what I was doing wrong or what I could be doing better, and it was like...
What could you be doing better in a bookstore? You sit there by the register and you ring up books.
Well, if you're lucky, you do that. But if you're not, you're out on the floor and you have to reorganize things. You have to fucking dust. You have to do, you know, all the just like the busy work of retail.
What do you have to do when you reorganize books? Like put them back in alphabetical order, or what more?
Yeah,
you have to put them.
You have to put them back where they're supposed to be because people don't do that. Mm-hmm.
And it's all over the store.
You have to straighten things. Yes. Yeah.
Setups.
Yeah. Yeah. And there's like, if there's magazines and newspapers, you have to make sure those are nice and tidy and all that shit.
I feel like it's just busy work. It's weird because I feel like that sounds not horrible as far as like retail. Like, I feel like straightening books, because it's kind of...
Have you ever had any job though? They're all terrible.
Well, oh no, all jobs are terrible. And I'm sure I would have wanted to quit instantly. But I'm thinking about when I, like, that's why I was a babysitter, Scott, because I didn't like being, on the floor. You know, I didn't like that kind of action.
You don't like retail. You've never worked any retail. Is that
no, right? No, I worked at one restaurant, one Navy Pier job. And then I was a babysitter.
What?
When I worked on Navy Pier as a caller for the boat company.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Boats that was really soul here. Sucking. But I
get
feel
on a boat.
My second grade teacher works at Barnes & Noble in the summers, and she has always done that. She still does. Mm-hmm. And I always loved her, and she always wore like sweatpants and sweatshirts, and I loved hugging
to
her.
School?
She was so soft. Yeah.
Her name was Rocky Balboa.
She would run up and down the steps.
She was
every
always
morning
like,
before school.
A soft little lady.
Soft little lady.
Then I would see her in the summer at the mall. And
were you always like, hi, Mrs. Whatever your name
yes,
is?
Yes. And I still
hi,
would
Sweatpants.
If I saw her now.
Sure.
But she always made that seem so nice, you know? It's because it's like, but I mean, what it really is that teachers aren't paid enough and she has to get a job in the summer.
Exactly.
I mean, it's like, that's not fair. But when I think about that, I'm like, oh, it seems kind of pleasant. Like if you like books and you know, I don't know, but I'm sure it sucks.
It's not, the thing is like the job itself, of course, is not difficult and it's not taxing. It can be the people that you work with and the customers.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh my God. There's this guy on TikTok who does these really funny videos about
PewDiePie.
God, I wish I had his name, but he does these videos of, he's a comedian and he does like sort of talk back videos about working at IKEA and how
Scott
annoying
Seiss.
A customer. Yeah, thank you.
Yes.
Okay, good.
I don't know if I'm pronouncing his last name correctly, but yeah, he's hilarious. I thought he was from Philly at first because he's from Baltimore and the accents are very similar.
His videos make me laugh so much. It's all just about like fuck the customer. It's so funny.
It's a stupid thing that a customer will say, and I've heard all of them, and then he responds to each of them the way you wish you could.
What would a customer in a bookstore say that would be annoying?
They would, well, it's like if they would ask for a certain book and then they would get indignant if you didn't have it or if it wasn't out
so
yet
weird
or whatever.
To be rude.
People asking to use the bathroom, people saying, this is cheaper somewhere else. Like he covers literally Scott covers every single thing that people say that's just like ridiculous.
It's really funny.
Yeah.
But it is crazy to think about people coming up and being rude. Anytime I see people being rude in a store, I feel horrible.
I once had a lady, an older white lady, try to return a children's book.
White?
I'll tell you why in a second, you fucking idiot.
Well, Lauren never did.
I told you so you could imagine his little self.
Yes, and I did.
I wanted you to see him.
Young white guy, missing two front teeth.
Wait, this is the same guy.
So this older white lady comes up to the counter and says, I want to return this book because I didn't realize that the people in it were black.
Oh.
And she was buying it for, and then like she, I think I must have had like either a reaction or there was just like a moment of silence. And she said, that's terrible, isn't it?
It's like, yeah, it is.
What?
And you also don't have to tell me this reason. You could just return it.
Exactly. You could just say I bought the wrong book or something.
Yeah, that is so
gross. What book
gross.
Was it? Do you remember?
It was called Black Families.
Roots? by Alex Haley.
Roots. It was a children's book, and it was like, it just depicted a black family doing whatever happens in a children's book. God. Like a picture
what
book,
a jerk.
You know.
Anyway, that's terrible. We need to take a break. We'll be right back.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
And we're back, and it is time for a Threacher, you
Scott,
mother. Yes.
Would you like to tell them what the Threacher is?
I would
I'm actually very curious
more.
To hear what it is to know.
Well, I've never heard of a Threacher. I'd like to know what that is.
This is called Last Letter. It's called Last
I'm
Letter.
I'm going to miss this so much. I'm going to miss it so much.
When I don't laugh anymore?
Yeah.
This is very important. It's submitted by Will.
This is very
okay.
Important. Thanks, Will. By sheer force of will.
We do an improv scene, and the last letter of whatever the previous person says must be the first letter of the next person.
That's fun.
Whatever they say. And you can't use abbreviations? What does that mean? Oh, meaning like, I guess you can't say ASAP or something like that?
Or like E-G-I-E.
Sick.
I mean, abbreviations in general, you can use in the middle of a sentence, I would think.
I can use whatever I want, and Will can't stop me.
Yeah, Will, take a break for a second. We got this. Okay.
Will, we're free to be you and me. Yeah, don't worry about Will. Well, why don't you take a nap, honey?
should we go to bed. Should we go clockwise so we know it's, you know what I mean?
Fair.
Well, are our screens the same? Because didn't we figure out that they weren't?
Yeah,
but we can
Lauren,
move
you're on,
them.
Yeah,
we
Lauren,
can move
you're
them.
On, you're on top. I'm to the, oh, I'm clockwise
I'm a top
and then
bunk.
Paul's at the bottom.
I
no,
have
so,
the,
so I have Scott top left, me top right, Paul bottom.
Okay, do you want me to
That's
move?
What I have, Lauren. I have Scott top left, Lauren top right, me
Josh,
in the bottom.
Josh, you got to not hide yourself because we can't move the video. So
yes,
we got to
you
see
can.
Your face for a second.
I can move it. You
there
can't move
go.
It?
Josh
okay, now
is
I can,
perturbed.
Josh okay, so who is it? It's me first, then Lauren, then Paul?
Yeah.
Clockwise? Okay, Josh, get out of here.
We did it.
Okay, so ready? Are we going to start? Are the
yes.
lawnmowers loud enough?
Yes. Start your mowers!
All right, here we go. Hey, Ding Dong.
What's up?
No.
What's up?
No, it's got to be a G.
I said, what's up?
You said, what's up?
I said, what's up, players?
Okay, let me try again. Let me start again. Oh, it's Ding Dong I saw.
What's up, players?
Simply wonderful to see you.
Underneath the bed, I have a surprise for Ding Dong.
Goo goo gaga, I hope it's something fun like a magazine.
Entertaining, for sure. You'll see.
Entertainment Weekly, in fact.
Tut tut, looks like rain.
Tut tut.
No, the sun is shining, as you can see plainly.
You know the sun is shining. Why are you lying to us right now?
Well, I have something I want to confess. I've been lying because I am trying out a new technology where I'm on a... I am wearing a lie detector test, and it is trying to see if it knows if it's lying. And by it, I mean me.
And let me understand this. You're wearing a lie detector test?
Then you call it new technology?
You see, I am being arrested. And they need to test my lies. But so I'm lying on purpose to see if it can tell if I'm lying when I am lying or if I'm not lying when I'm not lying.
Good God, that sounds like a mess, ding dong. And I don't know what to tell you other than you are in trouble for real.
Look, all I have to say, ding dong, is we brought you here because it's an intervention.
No, not again. So wait, there's nothing fun under your bed?
Damn, I hate to tell you this, but no.
Oh, boy. This is really hard to say, but no, there's nothing under the bed.
Darn it. I really was looking forward to whatever that was going to be. I thought maybe it could be first a magazine, like I said. Then I thought maybe some candy like Sour Patch Kids or, I don't know, something really cool like your old baseball uniform.
Man, that does sound nice, but unfortunately, there's nothing under there. And
underwear.
That didn't work.
I know. I just wanted to make myself say underwear.
And
damn it, Paul, stop for a second. All right. I need to tell Ding Dong why this is an intervention. Look, Ding Dong, we're tired of you coming over to our house every day and not ringing the bell. And we want you to ring the bell.
Let me get this straight. So you are tired of me coming over every day and not ringing the bell, but you like that I come over every day. You just want me to ring the bell. So if I were to come over and go ding dong, that would be good.
Definitely better, but I wouldn't say good necessarily.
You see, a big part of the problem is we also don't like you coming over every day.
You don't?
Tell you the truth? No.
Okay, this is also difficult to say, but we don't want to be your friend anymore, Ding Dong. We're tired of you coming up. We're tired of your catchphrase, what's up, players? We just don't, you know, it's not working between us.
Something's been on my mind that I wanted to get off my chest, too. I can tell that you guys have something going on here. Something a little deeper than what we have, all three of us together. And I want you just once and for all admit it. You sleep in that top bunk and you sleep in that bottom bunk. And it's much more than just that. You're not just roommates. You're not just friends. You're married.
Duh. 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 Ding dong. How did you guess? Yes, we are in a committed marital relationship.
Perhaps you're not comfortable with that. I've always felt like you didn't want to be our friend because of that.
To tell you the truth, it's more that I just felt left out. And I always thought we were just a three group of friends. But it turns out it's a two marriage and a one friend. And that's a third wheel.
Lollygagging around like this, we should have been more careful, Scott.
Time has taught me that, you know, friends will be friends forever, but marriages can end. And I want to end this marriage, Paul.
Looky here, my dream is coming true.
Except I'm not too happy about this because I don't want to be divorced. It's shameful.
Why do I always get help? let's see. I don't think there's any shame in being divorced. I think it's just when a man doesn't love a man anymore, we should just end this relationship right here. And I get half your money, and you'll have to be cool with that.
Don't worry.
don't worry.
I'm a notary, and I can help you with your divorce papers.
Shit. But what about the Bible? I believe it and everything that it says.
Seriously? Even all that stuff about that guy Jesus?
stuff about that guy. Jesus. I've heard of that guy.
Yes, you have. He's my best friend. Sorry, Scott, and Ding Dong at the same time.
Excellent. We can talk about Jesus now, and we can let Ding Dong know everything about him, and maybe Ding Dong will accept him into his heart.
That would be pretty cool. I actually kind of know Jesus already. He carried me on a beach one time.
Every time I've read that poem, I imagined it was you, Ding Dong.
Great. I thought that you were imagining it was me. This is another reason why we shouldn't be married.
Don't fight so much. Just don't be married.
Duh. He already said he wants a divorce.
Except now I don't, and I want Ding Dong to also be married to us.
Sweet giblets. I love that.
Then it's decided. We're all going to be married together. Me, Scott, Ding Dong, and me.
E-I-E-I-O, said old McDonald when something similar happened to him. And this is great. So E-I-E-I-O.
Okay, I feel like you need to get your brain checked.
Ditto.
O-I-O-I-E is what he said backwards one time when something similar happened. Goodbye, I'm off to get my brain checked.
That feels like the end.
Definitely.
Oh, yay. My gosh. Wow.
That was a good, fun game.
Was it a game?
I don't know. It was a three-cher, certainly.
It was a three-cher. That's true. Not all three-chers are games, but all games are three-chers.
That is true.
Monopoly, three-cher.
Soccer,
Monopoly's a three-cher. Soccer, three-cher.
Cluedo.
Hunting
Cricket.
Man, the most dangerous game, three-cher.
Sure, of course, three-cher. What if in that story they were like, it's time for a three-cher. I'm going to hunt you.
You have a 10-second head start.
10-second, that's not enough.
Yep, that's right. I play
Wasn't
win.
That longer than that? Was that like 24 hours at least?
I think so, something like that, yeah.
Right.
Well, I wish it was real sometimes.
Yeah.
Okay, well, thank you everybody for listening. We're at FreedomUSA on Twitter and Instagram, freedomusa@gmail.com if you want to send us a three-cher. And we thank you for listening, and we love you very much.
Yay. See you later.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.